The thief John pressed his finger against the fog gathering on the car window, drawing the mist into a small pool, then greedily licked the droplets to quench his thirst. John had been trapped inside the car for a full 2 days because he'd stolen it. Every surface, body, glass, everything, was unyieldingly rigid. At this point, John was on the brink of losing his mind. Suddenly, his phone rang. It was the owner. "He's been stolen 99 times before," the owner said. "You're lucky. You're the 100th. And this car's been specially modified," he added coolly. "There's no way you can get out." The next moment, John realized the air conditioning had kicked on. After nearly roasting to death, he savored the precious cool air. But gradually, he noticed the temperature plunging. John was soon trembling from the cold. He untied the shirt wrapped around his wounds and slipped it on. But still it wasn't enough. He covered the largest vent with his floor mat and stuffed paper wads into the smaller vents. Yet the chill kept pouring in. John lay in the back seat, nearly frozen solid. Then the owner called again. Despite the owner's grilling, John felt not an ounce of guilt for his theft. So the owner ignored his pleas for water. Out of nowhere, a squad car screeched to a halt in front. John's heart leaped with hope. The officers circled the car, surveying it from every angle. But they couldn't hear his cries for help, nor could they see what was happening inside. After leaving a parking ticket on the windshield, they drove off. Rain began to fall. Parched, John could only swallow his own saliva to stay alive. But the owner still wasn't satisfied with John's punishment. Over the phone, he told him, "There's a water hose reserved in the trunk." John scrambled around to investigate. And sure enough, he found a pipe trickling water. He filled only half a bottle. The water was pale blue. He didn't care. He brought the bottle to his lips and chugged it down. Just as John had finally slaked his thirst, the owner switched the heater on full blast. John felt himself slipping into a heat-induced haze, and then the owner shut the air off, just enough to save his life. After several rounds of this torment, John was now starving and parched again. Desperate, he even tried stuffing paper wads into his mouth. In his moment of utter despair, another car thief eyed the same vehicle, but this newcomer was clumsy. Before he could pry the door open, passersby spotted him. John watched as the thief was surrounded by onlookers, feeling equal parts pity and amusement. Once, John had feared being discovered like that, but now, he envied the other thief's plight.